I told y'all I'd be back on the flip side, which means that this is the flip side. Get it? You see what I'm saying? Anyway, it's me, B. So I'm here with, I told you before, G to the I to the O, not here tonight. Sorry. It's just me. Y'all been rocking with me for, I don't know, about an hour or so. And I've been telling y'all that I didn't receive any negative text messages that our guest wasn't going to show up or somebody was running behind schedule. None of that happened. None of that happened. We legit told you that we were going to have somebody in-house tonight. And he's here. We're going to get into some stuff in a few minutes. I do believe I have a track that was sent to us. But it's going to get interesting, people, because, like, you'll see. It's going to get interesting. I do have to find where on this screen that track went, but hopefully I can find it. If not, we'll make it happen. Don't worry. So hopefully get into some of his music, but we're going to talk a little bit about him. What he's doing, what he's done, what he's going to do, who he's doing it with, who he's not going to do it with. We're going to try and get into that, you know what I'm saying? See if that works. But, you know, that's how we do here on This, That, and the Third. Unfortunately, I don't have my immaculate interviewer host, G to the I to the O, with me tonight. But we're going to make it do what it do, man. But, yeah, man, pull up a mic.
How y'all doing?
Let's get ready to jump on in. You know what I'm saying? I am going to allow you, or I'm going to let you introduce yourself, because you know more about yourself than I do. So tell the people who you are, man. Introduce yourself. Let the world know who I'm sitting with tonight.
Well, my name is Ambition. My you can find me at, my handle is Ambition of OJ. And I mainly do hip hop, gospel music, spiritual music. I like to call it grown man music.
Okay.
You know, I'm a non-competitive artist. I talk a lot about how the Lord has worked in my life.
Okay.
And my music is spiritual. And I've been pretty much doing my music in the street. I'm not really linked into the industry like that, because I like to do my music the old school way. Mm-hmm. I don't get a lot of censorship when I'm in the street, and I'm well received in the street compared to the industry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't have to
be like that sometimes.
Yeah, be like that.
Yeah, it'd be like that. You get a little more of a real feeling, you know, more of a sincerity. You know what I'm saying? But that's definitely what's up. So here's some. So I was talking a little bit with you off air, and I told you that it was going to get interesting because there was some backstory, there was some back history, right? So the way that me and him got linked up for this interview was through a mutual party, you know what I'm saying? And I'm not sure what their connection to you is exactly. I just know that I met this couple maybe a couple years ago. It was dope. We hit it off. We built a relationship. We kept in touch over time. We ended up bumping into each other. I always would shoot him a kite like, yo, how you doing? Just checking up with you. He finally sent me one back one time on some, yo, I got an artist for you. You know what I mean? Yeah. And we jumped into a conversation about it. So I'm interested to know how you really linked up with Blaze. But before we get there, I started this radio station about 8 years ago, 7-8 years ago.
Okay.
We had an older studio at a different location, back behind Boston Market. When we started the station, we were taking in local talent at the time.
That's what's up.
I believe I bumped into you. It was either outside of a thrift shop, or it was like at a gas station,
really?
Or something. Might have been at Wawa. Wow. Uh-huh. Might have been at Wawa, and you was just a hustling cat, moving units. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, this was 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
I want to say you handed us a disc.
So I did meet you.
Right. Yeah, but it was on some passing types. Right. Oh, you know what I'm saying? On some passing. Familiar, right? So on some passing. Okay. Mind you, this is like 7-8 years ago.
Wow.
I ended up uploading your music to the station.
Really?
Back then.
Okay.
Those songs to this day are still in rotation.
Really?
Still to this day get play.
Wow.
And it's funny because when Blaze hit me up and I was talking to Amy and they were telling, yo, I got this artist, da-da-da. And we were going back and forth. I want to say it was via text message. And wow. And it was, I was like, yo, all right, cool. What's his name? And she was like, oh, his name is Ambitions. And I was like, that's interesting because I know somebody, I know somebody with the name Ambitions of OJ.
Right.
That was the first thing that came up.
Wow.
And I was like, okay. So I was like, yo, how do you, like, how do you know this dude? Like, I have an artist who I have music in our rotation that his name is Ambitions of OJ. And she was like, yeah, he used to go by that. He don't go by that no more. Da 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 da. I was like, all right, cool. I was like, I can't wait to have this conversation because here we are full circle 8 years later.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, legit, I can name you the songs.
That's crazy. Watch this shit. Small world, man.
Definitely, man. And I'm just glad that you know, that we were able to be here and still have this opportunity available for you, man. Because obviously, I want to say throughout the years, we tried to connect.
Okay.
And it never happened.
Yeah, I had a lot going on. I've been through a lot since then.
I mean, I so have I. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Oh. But I met Blaze the same way.
Check this out.
Yeah.
Here we go. Here's one for you. You ready? You ready to take a trip on memory lane?
Yeah, yeah.
Tell me how old this track is.
Oh, man. That's the 21 Gun Salute.
Yes, sir.
That's me and my brother.
How old is that song?
That song is like 7 years old.
7 years.
7 years. I want to say.
Because it was new when I got
10,
it.
10, because I recorded it, but I ain't dropping it until. He was only 18. Always wilding out when the block. That's my brother right there.
Yeah. Okay. There's one. Here, I got another one for you.
I wish my brother was linking in on this joint, man. He'd be like, man, see, bro, you need to put us in that joint, too.
Bro. These tracks have been rocking in rotation on this station for the last 7 years. Snakes try to feed on, snatching me from my owners, capture me for the moment, but naturally I'm a loner. You're flashing me on the corner. For 7 years, this joint's been in rotation, playing around the world.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. You need me to get more. I just performed this. I did this at for me, you get killed for. What's that? Robbed in the streets. I don't really know my way that much around Virginia like that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to figure out where I did the show at. It's on my Facebook page.
Probably somewhere around Arlington, Alexandria, or something like that. That's where a lot of stuff be popping.
Lafayette.
Okay. All right.
It was like in the back in the junkyard. They had a little stage out there.
Okay. That's fire, though.
It was live, though. You know?
I got one more for you.
Paradise.
One of these days. Afterlife.
Reggae.
Afterlife. I'll be there. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you have fans the whole time. You ain't never know it. He hit it right.
I know.
He killed it. Life. You know what I'm saying? He killed it.
He's spinning the joint. That's what's up.
7 years, bro.
7 years.
So, I guess the point that I really want to make before we even got into really conversating is you've had a following. A fan base, you've had support for, you know, and for a person like yourself who I believe I met on the street hustling units, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Old school style. I'm 43. I know what it's like to hustle CDs out the trunk of your car. You know what I'm saying? I lived through the 90s. We did that. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So to see somebody taking that avenue when at that time things were in a shift, there was a paradigm shift going on between selling units and digital distribution and all of that was coming into phase. So
yeah, I feel like the game completely changed when it went to digital.
Absolutely.
Because when you're doing it like physical copies, you don't have to cater to the audience. you pretty much do it from the heart.
Well, yeah, I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Like you said, you know, it's one of the reasons why a lot of artists like to stay independent.
Yeah, of course.
Because I don't have that, you're going to box me into a specific, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? I gotta cater to this specific right. group or right. audience, per se, you know what I'm saying? So
I feel like I cater to the audience. I want to correct that, too, when I say cater to the audience, because you always cater to the people.
Sure.
But I feel like I cater in a different way, you see. Like I was telling, I think it was DJ Mello, I pretty much was saying that I like to point out the mistakes I made in my life. Mm-hmm. I don't want to take the violence in my life and glorify it.
Right.
I want to take it and point it out, like, this ain't what you want to do. It ain't fun to trap. It ain't fun to do all this, because you can go to jail. You can lose your life. You know, I lost both my parents in prison. Mm. And, you know, that pretty much humbled me. Because, you know, I was feeling like I was invincible.
So,
you know?
Question. So, were you locked up or were they locked up? You said
I was
locked
up.
Said in prison, so I wasn't sure who was locked up.
I was locked up in prison. I went to jail 9/12, a day after 9/11.
Oh, boy.
Both my parents passed while I was in there. And that pretty much humbled me. It made me realize that I was headed down the wrong path. And, you know, I really thought I was going to get out like I normally do, but I had a different prosecutor because it was a bomb threat in the courthouse.
Oh, shit.
I never forget that day.
Man,
bro.
No.
It was a bomb threat in the courthouse.
Where is this at? Here?
No, this was in Maryland.
In Maryland,
this
okay.
Maryland, yep.
So you a Maryland guy?
A Maryland guy, okay. Yeah. Okay. Maryland. Born D.C., raised PG County.
Gotcha.
Fallsville, Maryland.
Gotcha.
And, man, I never forget that day because, you know, my lawyer was like, you're going to do it with a month of jail time. You're going to get off. But when I went in the courthouse, it was a bomb threat. We came out. Then when we came back, I got a new judge, a new prosecutor.
What?
Yeah. And when
like,
he,
oh, hold up.
And he hit,
hold
he,
up.
He hit the joint. He was like, man, he said.
Time out. Where's the other guy?
Yo.
Where's the other guy? Yo,
he said,
what?
Sentence as follows. I didn't know what that meant. Then my lawyer came in that joint. When I was sitting in a little box, he was like, he ripped his towel off. He was like, man, that means you're going to have to do the rest of the five. Because I had already did a year on house arrest.
So they hit you with four?
They hit me with 5 years. They gave me,
five
years.
With the one off.
Yeah, I wound up doing three.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? But it humbled me, and it was like, you know, I never was a gangster type dude, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I had moments where I was trying to be something that I wasn't. And, you know, that's what I like to portray in my music, that I was trying to be this dude that I really wasn't. Right. I didn't know that I wasn't that dude until the Lord touched me and humbled me. You see what I'm saying?
Hey, let me explain something to you. You are not what you think you are.
Exactly. No, he sung me.
Like, I get it. You know what I mean?
He sung me. And not to mention, you had the Anthrax going on. Mm. You had the, I don't know about a DC Sniper.
Yeah.
I was in BCCC. The DC Sniper was... Bro. Coming down in a helicopter right across the street.
Bro, we had moved out. Me and my lady had came out here that right mm-hmm. in the midst of that shit. We had no idea what mm-hmm. was going on. We from Pennsylvania. We got stuck out here. We just out in Virginia. We were literally going to gas stations in the area pumping gas, mm-hmm. wondering why motherfuckers is sitting in their cars.
Yeah, bro.
Like this. Me and my lady out there playing around and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, people were probably looking at us like, y'all crazy as shit.
Yeah.
We had no idea what was going on.
Right, and I thought the world was going to end while I was in that joint. I couldn't get no mail.
Man.
Sniper dude running around.
I can only imagine. That shit must have been scary.
That joint like, scared me straight. It wasn't even the time that was scared me. Yeah, I was like, the world going to end. I'm going to be stuck in this joint, bro. Yeah.
Not where I want to be.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, that's pretty deep, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
And that was, you said that was 01, right?
Yeah.
So
that song that's one of the songs you played, Money Talks.
Yeah.
I wrote that joint in prison. My cell buddy gave me the name to that joint.
That all dropped on the same project, right? All those three songs.
Different projects. But
different projects?
Yeah,
okay.
Different projects.
Damn, so I want to say that there was a, like I said, I'm pretty sure there was a dialogue somehow over the course of a couple of years.
Yeah.
Because I apparently have songs that, you know, aren't on the same project. So
No.
I don't know how I got them.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I think you hit me and I emailed you or something.
It's very possible. Yeah. I think what ended up happening. Matter of fact, I remember now. What ended up happening was I never got. So I don't believe there was a social media thing. Social media wasn't really like that. I mean, it was, but it wasn't what it
like
is now.
Nah.
And I think I ended up stumbling on your Facebook page.
Yeah.
And sent you a message like, yo, I got some of your music. Send me more music type shit.
Yeah.
And I think that's when we opened up the dialogue.
Yeah, because I was so old school at that time. I was like,
Like I said, man, it's just like I said, to see somebody who grinds out like that 7 years ago.
Yeah.
And then, you know, to come full circle to for you to know, like, hey, whole time you've obviously been doing something right, because you do have somebody supporting you. Got some people playing your music. You got some people listening, tuning in. You know what I mean? Enjoying the music.
I appreciate the love, man.
No doubt, man. Now we appreciate the music.
Now I'm definitely shout y'all out, man.
We appreciate the music. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
it's the reason why we created the platform. We wanted to give independent artists like yourself an opportunity to be able to put your music out there without having to go through the slave trade.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. We don't charge people to put their music on the station. Like I said, we touched 100 countries last year. So we're all over the world. You know what I mean? Wow. At any time, we can pull up maps and show pings of who's listening and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Wow,
so like I said, we got 14 live shows, 15 live shows that we do.
Wow.
You know what I mean? And every show is diverse in its own way. And then we play nothing but independent music around it. So
that's good, man.
That's what we're here for. Spread the word. That's Let people know what we're doing over here.
Of course.
Now, kind of getting into... That was kind of the origin story a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, how we've come in... And here we are, present day.
Yeah.
I just thought it was a really dope... Like, to me, it was dope to the full circle. Like I said, when I got the text message, Ambition. And I was like, Ambitions? Mm-hmm. Like, I know that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So... Now that I kind of knocked some of that down, man, how you been? how you been?
I've been good, man. Just doing the same thing, grinding, pushing. You know, it's been more than like a get money grind. It's been more like just following the Lord, and the Lord just put the right people in my path. You know?
Yeah.
Because I used to be like, I'm a hustler. I get money. I'm this. I'm that. But the Lord keeps sunning me, so it's like I'm like, you know, I stay in my lane and. It's like the Lord just been directing my steps.
I mean, that's good. Know? I mean, the guidance, when you have that kind of guidance, you almost feel like you can't fail. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, you know, you power through, and that's dope, man. I mean, like I said, seeing meet you 7 years ago to now, you know what I mean? There's been a lot of trials, tribulations, hoops, hurdles, and jumps. You've obviously grown and matured as an artist. I'm anticipating, I can't really wait until I hear the new stuff that's come out.
Yeah.
I also have a whole gospel day, like Tuesdays is our gospel days.
Okay.
So we'll definitely make sure we get you plenty of run on those days. Maybe even get you in on an interview on Tracy's show or something like that too. Get you some more airtime. But because, you know, they'll be able to talk a lot more about God and the Word and the book, because that's the day for it.
Yeah, and I'm not one of them people that just beat people over their head with the Bible, you know, because I love people. And, you know, when I see brothers slinging dope, and, you know, especially in my old neighborhood, you know, I just pray for them. You know, I can't, because I know how I used to be. So I can't look at somebody like, you know, I can't never look down on a person, you know, because you never know why people do what they do or what put them in that situation to do what they got to do or feel like they got to do, you know what I'm saying?
So
it's best to just try to pray for people and uplift people, you know, and that's where my music come into play.
Yeah.
If I talk about mistakes, it's my own mistakes.
Right.
You know, and I try to use my mistakes as an example versus this is what you did and all that, you know what I'm saying?
So knowing, I mean, like I said, 7 years is a long time ago. Knowing where you were at, and I know you spoke a little earlier, may even have been off air when we were talking, but you say you still grinding, like you still do
still
the same, you know what I mean, still pushing units.
I can't even believe I still sell tapes, but
what is it going to feel like for you? What is the point in time where it's like, okay, I've gotten to a higher pinnacle, I want to do this a little bit bigger or a little bit different? Like, what's going to push you to that next step?
Well, I feel like Blaze and his wife and his company is pretty much helping me step it up.
Okay.
You know?
Okay.
Because, you know, I've just been one man this whole time.
Right.
You know, and I got a lot of homies I work with. Some of them been in and out of jail, but the crew I work with now is called LC, and it's my brother, a couple of other buddies I grew up with. Most of us are married now.
Right.
And so we working on a project now, compilation album. And pretty much, you know, doing more mature music, more music that's going to uplift the community, you know?
Yeah. Positive. I mean, we grew up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Even though it's not the popular thing to do, it's something that I really want to do.
You know what, though? You know? The one thing that I've learned is the mainstream radio is always going to push what it pushes.
That's right.
It took me a long time to swallow the pill that there was still a market for the music I make.
Yeah,
I'm an old school hip hop boom bap cat. That's what I'm saying? I make, but granted, I'm versatile. I can spread across different, but I'm a boom bap cat. So at one point, me and my boy Gio, we was wondering, like, is there even an avenue for us anymore?
It
took us a while to realize that it was, you know what I mean? And yeah, you're not going to hear most of it on mainstream radio, but that's because that's what they have, their own agenda that they're pushing. So,
you know, I feel like I'm tapping into a new market too, because it's a lot of people that still buy CDs.
I mean,
I wouldn't know unless I was out there.
It doesn't shock me, but it still shocks me at the same time.
It shocked me.
I mean, knowing that vinyl is still the number one selling medium. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wouldn't doubt CDs are still popular.
It shocked me. It'd be the people that be prepared for the apocalypse, too. They'd be like, man, you know stuff's going to shut down. And they'd be like, dude, I collect CDs.
I haven't used a CD in a long time. Yeah. But I have all the equipment at the crib stashed away. I got all types of shit at the crib.
Yeah.
I'm that guy. Mm-hmm. The apocalypse is going on. I got the radios, the ham radios, and reel to reels going off on the side. You know what I mean? That's what it is. But how did you meet Blaze, man? How did you come across this guy?
I met Blaze twice. The first time I met Blaze. Actually, I met his ex-wife first.
Okay.
I bumped into her. She was like, you know who you need to talk to so you can do better than this? Because, you know, people do go on me when I sell tapes. That don't bother me, though, because, you know.
Because people see somebody with talent, and they're like, damn, yo. You're too good to be selling out of the trunk of your car.
But, no, some people go on me before they hear the music. Like, this would be like, why you got CDs, dude? It's 2000 and what? 20, you know what I'm saying? Dude, you got CDs? What's going on? But, like, you know,
you stick to what you know.
I went to his truck. He listened to it. He liked it. You know, he got me a few shows, and the people liked it. You know, and I like Blaze because he's really down to earth. He's not
definitely a cool
dude. He's not judgmental. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely a cool dude.
And you know, we kind of like hit it off when he listened to the music and he hit me up. And a lot of times I would just come to the support. What he was doing.
Right.
Because I like supporting black business.
Sure.
You know, and it was funny because I didn't know that he was going to really be trying to put me up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, put me in the front and, like, really push me.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just trying to be a part of what he was already doing.
Right.
But then when he really listened to my music, he was just like, man, you need to really do more than this street stuff. And that's when we started really linking up and like working together.
How long ago was that?
I've known him for a while, but I didn't really know him until like the last, I want to say like 2 to 3 years.
Okay. So you met him about the time I met him.
Like right before the pandemic.
I was going to say, I met him a little before
We really was
COVID.
Linking up right before the pandemic.
Yeah, I met him right before COVID. Actually.
He kept his word. He said, I'm about to get a studio. I'm going to get my studio set up. He said, you're going to be one of the first artists I call when I get set up.
He was in the process of looking for a new place.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Before when I had met him, he was like still in the process of looking for a new place. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, man, that's dope. And like I said, I was like you, man. I immediately gravitated to his energy. His lady were together. Me and my lady were together. Like all the four of us kind of hit it off, you know what I mean? And we're kind of at different pinnacles, but at the same eye level, because he's doing his thing with the record label, I'm doing my thing with my label and the station and studio and all this, that, and other. So it was just good to be able to link up. And it was just wild because, like I said, over the last 2 or 3 years, I shoot him a hey man, how you doing? Just checking in on you, or he'd shoot me a hey man, how you doing? Just checking in on you type thing. So it was just that one time where it was, oh, yo, we got to get this artist on your show. So 7 years ago, you were dropping projects. We know dropping this. Obviously, prior to that, you were still dropping projects.
Yeah.
I'm going to assume a lot has been done in the last 7 years.
Yeah.
Would you playing your music 7 years ago, hearing those tracks, not knowing when the last time you heard those tracks were, could have been yesterday, I don't know, but hearing those tracks and saying, like, damn, that's me 7 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
And knowing what you did, you know, last week, do you see your own self growth? Did you see your elevation in their music? Like, have you seen your growth where you can look back and be like, man, I remember how uneducated I was in the game, you know what I mean? That kind of a thing.
Yeah, a lot. Because see, my growth has always been spiritual.
Yeah.
You know. And I would always meet people that want to pray with me while I'm out selling tapes. They would be like, you know, the Lord has a plan for you, this. And I'd be like, yeah, whatever. You know what I'm saying? And they would pray for me. And I'm sitting there shaking my head like, I hope y'all by city when y'all done praying, right?
Right.
And then after a while, the Lord just kept working on me.
Yeah.
Working on me. And then after a while, it was just like, why not do gospel music? You know, it's just so much that I've been through.
When did the actual change take place?
The change took place, I want to say, it partially took place in prison.
Okay. So we're talking pre-2000.
First I had to get
so
humble.
If I go back and hear some 98 ambitions of OJ, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And go listen. I know what I know from 7 years ago.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? If I go listen to some 2099 type stuff, I'm gonna be like, yo, that ain't the same dude. What the hell? Yeah. Like that
ain't. But actually then my music was still positive, you see.
Okay.
It was still positive. Like a lot of my music ain't had profanity then either like that.
Gotcha.
It was just a process. Mm. You know. Okay. It was just like I can't really say where one day it just happened like that.
Right, okay.
It was more like experience. I kept doing something stupid. First, God dealt with my pride. My pride had to be completely taken out of the way first.
Mm.
And that's why I brought up the jail thing. The jail thing was first, you know, because I always feel like you could come to God with your chest poked out.
Okay.
But you really come to God on your knees after he done beating you up. Like, right. Not beating you up, but like a father beats his kid, and it's, you gonna listen now, you know?
Right.
So, my main thing was, I felt like I was there until I realized I had a sex addiction.
Okay.
That was a really, really hard thing for me because I didn't realize how bad I was treating the women.
Gotcha.
You see, because I recently just got married, which was I want to say like 3 years ago.
Okay, congratulations.
I love my wife. You know, we actually got married in 28 days.
Wow.
We only knew each other 28 days.
Everybody, I mean, that's when you know it. That's the one.
Everybody thought I was a loony bin dude. Like,
I'm sure.
They was like, cuz, you dumb.
Like, I mean, especially, you know, like you said, coming off your history, you know what I'm saying? People who knew you and knew your ways was probably looking at, probably wasn't even looking at you like you dumb, kind of looking at her like, yo, do you know what you're getting into now? You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
You know, what type? Because I was a dog.
I mean, I get it. Trust me.
I was a dog. I was cheating on women, trifling. You know, but I didn't really look at it like I was a dog. I looked at it like, God, I understand.
Right.
And all my relationships was failing. Mm-hmm. And I felt like I could hump my way to my wife. I could be like, I beat this joint, beat that joint, beat that joint. Right. And God understand, I got needs, you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
You know, but
trying to justify your own,
So God humbled me, so I got to the point where I was trying my best to be abstinent. That lasted for like a year until I met my wife. And I feel like that's when the change really came, when I really saw my own sexual sin.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think sex was a sin, you know, like before marriage.
Yeah.
You know, and I know people might have their opinions on sex, but for me, sex is a sin because, you know, it's a sin before marriage.
Right.
And it takes a lot of humbling to actually realize that. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
Because I've been through so much. And after not seeing my relationships work, I was like, well, maybe God of, you know, it wasn't even maybe. I had to get to the point where I know God is going to bless me if I just completely surrender to him.
Right.
And you know, that's when the change came, because I had to put my complete trust in him.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much why I did the song that they played. I think they got it in rotation. It's called "If God Was a Not If God Was a Gangster." It's called
I think that's
"In Love with a Gangster."
Yeah, I think that's what they sent.
"In Love with a Gangster." That's right.
I didn't listen to it because I wanted to wait until
it's okay.
We were on the station on the show to listen to it, because I haven't heard it, and I'm like, you know, again, the music I got is old, so I was like, man, I can't wait to hear.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? What?
But to cut it short, what I was talking about, that song basically talks about, like, you know, how we go for the wrong things. Like, nowadays, especially with the music circulating, nowadays, dudes want a bad bitch. Definitely. Bad bitch on every song.
Most of them do.
And that was me, too.
I get it. It's almost synonymous in hip-hop. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When it comes to rap music, you think of, you know, bad bitches with fat asses, mm-hmm. and, you know, the gangster rap.
And the girl, you know, she wanted the thug nigga. The nigga that go hard. So,
right.
And see, but that's lust. Lust is something you want. Love is something you need. You see?
Talk to him.
You see what I'm saying? And that's the message I wanted to push in that song. Because you can go for something you want, and you might really think it's what you need, but whole time it's just what you want. Like, you could want to drive a Benz, but you might need a Honda. Because gas like $4 now,
listen,
right?
Listen, it costs you $125, $150 for an oil change. You better go ahead and get that Honda.
That's what I'm saying.
$39. Exactly. Nah, I get it, man. So now you're on a little bit of a new crest. You're being pushed. You have some people. You now have a team. You know what I mean? And I get that, because I'm a lone wolf myself. who's known over the years that running with a pack is the way to really go.
Yeah.
But because of just my own issues or whatever it may be, you know, I've always been the lone wolf. So I get it. You know, you now have people who are pushing you. The dope thing is when people push you without you asking them to push you. Because that's one of my things. It's always been one of my things. Like, I don't ask nobody for help. Never. I don't ask for help.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what my thing. I could be drowning and probably wouldn't ask for help.
I'm kind of like that, though. Yeah.
But when people just get beyond that barrier of, okay, you know what? I see this dummy not going to ask for help. Let me just go ahead and help him. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And just people genuinely come to you like, yo, look, man, I see you doing this. Mm-hmm. I see you doing that. Let me help you get here. Let me try and help you get there. You know
that's
what I'm saying? Look,
that's why I say the Lord been humbling.
That's fire.
Because I know some people look at me like, dummy, like, for real. Just like you said, they be like, this dummy still selling CDs in the corner. Let me help him out.
I bet.
And I ain't gonna lie, sometimes I can't be stubborn, you know.
Yeah, but it also, you know, like you said, I mean, you're learning lessons.
Yeah,
you've now opened the door to letting Jesus and faith into your life.
That's right.
And you can look at things in a different perspective.
Yeah.
So one of the things that I've learned, you know what I mean, again, I'm not religious like that. You know what I'm saying? Not that I don't believe in God or anything like that, but I deal with a lot of people who are, and you know what I'm saying? For instance, one of my close people is is Tracy Clark. Very, very deep rooted, you
That's
know what I'm
what's
saying?
Up,
and she always puts things into perspective for me, you know what I'm saying? Right. Into certain aspects, you know, of I used to always be a big it's not an if, it's a when type of person.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, "Nah, it's already done.
You just
living it. Like, it's already done. You know what I mean? He's already wrote this plan for you. You know what I'm saying? So just little things like that. Like, when you have support and people who are going to push you without asking them to push you, you know how genuine that is. And it make you want to do more. You know what I'm saying?
It's humbling,
so
too. It's humbling.
It really is, man. So it's just good to know, you know, when you got that type of support system around you. So, What is the plan? What are we looking at?
I'm working with so many different artists right now, because I'm doing a lot of crossover music now too. It's hip hop, but I'm working with like a band that play classic rock.
Okay,
they're like older. My buddy, his name Mel. It's all on my YouTube page, Ambition of OJ. I work with a reggae artist. I think that's on the song Paradise. That's right.
Okay.
He's from Kingston, Jamaica.
Okay.
I met him in, right on the D.C. line near Central Avenue. And I'm working with so many people. We just
I need to get with him.
Oh, yeah.
I need to get with him.
Hopefully, when he get back from Cleveland.
I got some tracks. I need to get with him. Yeah. I need a reggae artist. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
And the main thing is I got so much to give as an artist. Right. You know, it's not really just about me and my career. It's how I can serve the community with my music and how much I want to pour out
as an
artist, you know. And the blessings come with it, you know.
Oh, no. I mean, I get it, man, and you know, you seem like a very humble person. You know what I mean? You seem like a solid guy, man, that you're not looking to gain something in everything that you do. You know what I'm saying? And that, you know, I've always been a big believer, you know, what you put out, you get back type of deal. So just knowing that, like, if you can march through life taking punches, you know what I mean? Life be throwing punches left and right, you know what I'm saying? So just walking through life taking punches and you just keep taking them and taking them and taking them and you're not over here dishing them out in one way or another. Like I said, it's blessings are always gonna flourish for you. I assume you're working on a project. You say you're working with some artists. There's got to be a project in the making. Yeah. Like what are we talking here? What's the project? I need some inside scoop. You know what I'm saying? When's it dropping? How many tracks we talking? You know what I'm saying? Like what's good? I need to know what's going on.
Well, all my projects got 20 songs.
Okay, that's dope to know.
20 songs. Projects, I try to, you know, make sure.
Well, let me ask you this: knowing that all the songs you have had, all the projects you have had 20 songs. How many projects have you dropped?
I put out 7 projects.
So we've put out 140 tracks.
I funded them all off of
out there. There's 140. Sales, okay, so here's my problem: there's 140 tracks out there in the world, and I only got 3 of them.
Oh yeah,
we gotta figure this out. I need 137.
And you know, that's another thing why I like kind of like being in the street, because some of my songs they won't let me upload on some of the platforms. Like,
right.
Because I am on Apple Music under the name Ambition of OJ. Mm-hmm. All one word, no
spaces. Okay.
Yeah, so I'm actually on all the platforms. Spotify, too. It's just...
Go play them, playlist them. You know how I don't... Listen, I'm not a media, all of that digital...
I'm learning. I ain't that guy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I don't know how that works, but go get them in streams. You know what I'm saying? Get his streams up. Put them in your playlists, all of that good stuff. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I definitely want to get you on our Tuesday shows because, like I said, that's going to be a lot more streamlined. Okay. You can get into a lot more in depth conversation when it comes to the faith and things like that.
Yeah, I ain't come here to like preach you to death.
I don't listen, man. I don't
beat you over here with the Bible.
Let me tell you something. I take good in all ways. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
I just answer honestly. Like when somebody asks me a question, I just gotta be genuine with.
Well, listen, that is what it's all about. Yeah. We have a fan base out there that listens. That, you know, like I said, me and Gio, when we started this station seven 8 years ago, we started a show. Right at the same time, and we've been doing our show every Saturday since. Mm-hmm. So we have a fan base that tunes in and they listen to our show, because one of the things that we're really good at is we get into good conversation with our guests, and a lot of honesty and humility will come out in those conversations, and that's the things that people want to see in the true artistry. I can assume all I want listening to your music, when we sit here and have a conversation and you start talking about your humilities and the things that you've been through and the punches that you've taken in life without throwing punches back. You know what I'm saying? That's the kind of stuff, you know, people want it. They eat that up, man. So continue to be honest. Continue to put it out there, because, you know, that's what the dialogue is for. Because, you know, like I said, man, your music will tell a story. Mm-hmm. And everybody, the beauty of music is that it can be interpreted in many ways. You know what I'm saying? So one song for me might mean something to me. It might mean something different to somebody else. So to be able to sit back and say, yo, look, I'm actually listening to this dude talk. Yeah. And you can hear, like I said, we've been talking for, you know, 20-30 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I could tell you, very humble person. You're well-rounded, you speak well, you're smart, you're intelligent, and now you have a guidance in front of you that is a very powerful thing, you know what I'm saying? So, project.
My next project I'm working on is called Children of Israel.
Okay.
It it basically talks about the Bible, but it also ties our history into the Word of God.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, black people in America, we're the original Hebrew of the Bible, but that's of the flesh.
Okay.
And we turned away from our God, and that's why we pretty much went into slavery. And America is the land of our captivity, you know, and it's a lot of censorship going on, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to have a hard time putting that album up, but I'm definitely going to be pushing it in the street.
Well, drop one here, because there's absolutely zero censorship.
Exactly.
There's,
if it was, I wouldn't be here.
I mean, there is zero. Right. Like, bro, listen, that joint will be in full rotation, whole album, you know what I'm saying? Only play these 19. Don't play that 20th track. But unless you tell me that, bro, bong, they go in rotation.
I've been banned on Facebook a few times. You know, when I said that one time.
How much of a shame is that? We go on Facebook and see booty shaking. Mm-hmm. You see boobies just bouncing, cleavage to the max. These broads are basically in pasties now. Mm-hmm. That is all fine.
You got drill music too.
Right, right. I didn't even get to that. I'm just saying, you got all of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But then here comes somebody with some positive music.
That's right.
A positive message, a positive movement. Mm-hmm. No curse words in the music.
Yeah.
And we can't.
Yeah.
How is that getting blocked?
My music is not about bashing other artists.
Right.
Or like trying to rain on what they're doing. I want to kind of like show them something.
Sure.
Show them something different. Like, why don't you try this? Try another side of yourself. Because everybody ain't gangster 24/7 all day long.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Like, even women that's twerking, they got daughters, they got sons. You know, it's another side.
Sure.
You know, a mother ain't just got a twerk side, she got a mother side too.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas ain't banging all day, every day. You know, so. My heart kind of go out to people that's like stuck in that life because I understand, you know. I never lived that life, but I have been to prison and I have been around it, you know. I've lost a lot of friends to that lifestyle, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that kind of kept me away from it. I've seen too many examples of death.
I mean, that's all it takes, man. Yeah. I mean, sometimes, you know, they say... about learning the hard way.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And sometimes the hard way is actual factual. Like, you literally gotta fall and bust your face to know, like, okay, I gotta make sure I pick my feet up.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, those hoops and hurdles happen all the time in life, but it's a matter of how we react to them and what we do the next time that type of hurdle come in front of us. So that's the positive in it, is that, you know, You're blossoming and still growing as a grown man, grown adult man. You know what I'm saying? You're still growing and blossoming and learning, as we do every day. You just you're still open and aware to it. You know what I mean? And that's the positive behind it. Do we got a release date for this project? Summertime.
I want to say,
you know, fall, maybe a Christmas album. Like, what are we talking?
I would say. Sometime during the summer.
Okay, a little hot summer joint, you know what I mean?
I do got a project that I released, but I'm going to try to re-release it. Because I never put it up on the platforms. Because me and my brother, we have our sibling rivalry going on, but we actually have a double disc album that song, 21 Gun Salute, is on.
Okay.
It's a day and night album.
Dope.
On the cover, we facing each other. Because when I gave my life to the Lord, it was kind of a conflict with my brother and my homies. They was like, oh, man, so you just taking niggas to church on every song now.
Right.
And it's like, you know, it's like, it's hard.
I get it. I can only imagine
that change happen. Yeah, and it's like, well, I don't want to do that song no more. So we wind up putting out a double disc. My brother, he took the old songs, all my, I wouldn't call it gangster music, but all my hardcore songs, we put it on a double disc. And those were the songs of the old me.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got the songs that have changed me on a day album.
Yeah.
So he got his version of the album and I got my version of the album.
Yeah.
And it's like a double diss.
That's a dope idea though. I mean,
oh yeah.
It's a way to, you come to this crossroads like, yo, look.
Yeah.
And I'm sure this conversation took place. Mm-hmm. Yo, bro, we got all of this music though,
yeah,
man. Like, what are we supposed, we've been working on all these tracks.
Yeah.
What are we supposed to do now? Now you want to get all Bible on us and shit.
Straight up.
And
all
I got
day.
All these tracks over here. What are we supposed to do? And I can only imagine,
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying, that conversation and really having to sit down and have that. I get it though, you know what I'm saying, and it's dope that y'all were able to work something out. Y'all both got something out of it, and you were able to create something that wasn't really there to begin with, even though was.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying, you just didn't know it yet, but mm-hmm. being able to create something that you could still put out, you know what I mean, mm-hmm. your work wasn't lost and unsalvageable and stuff like that.
And I love it when people get, I love it when people ask me why I don't do that type of music no more, because it gives me a chance to really explain to them why.
Yeah.
You know, without it being a conflict or like beef, you know what I'm saying? It's like, well, you know, it's either do you or I might get a cold shoulder, you know, because being positive, following God, is just not the popular thing to do now.
Sure.
You know,
of course not.
I mean, you see what's on TV now.
Yeah. I mean, Kanye said it a number of years ago, yeah. You know what I'm saying? And Jesus walks. It's like,
yeah.
I can't even talk. Like, y'all out here talking about shooting people, mm-hmm. selling drugs, doing this, smoking that, leaning here, twisting mm-hmm. there. I say Jesus and the room goes silent.
Yeah.
People are like, "Oop, what? You said what? You said the J word?
Yeah.
You can't say that. It's almost almost a bad word to say anymore."
Yeah, when I sell out DC, sometimes I mess with people sometimes. I'd be like, "Yeah," they'd be like, "What's up, bro?" They get out the car. Whole bunch of dudes jump out the car. Oh, you got a rap CD? I'd be like, yeah. I'd be like, it's rated E for everyone.
Right, I know that's
And they'd be like, rated E for, bro, I like yeah. rated R.
Right. You know what I mean? Right.
But then they'll listen to the joint and be like,
well,
they like the joint.
The thing is that, you know, like you said, you had made the comment earlier, like, yo, I'm sorry, I didn't want to make you feel like I'm coming in here and force feeding the Bible on you, right? No. But a lot of times, anyway, that's the notion that people have. Like, yeah. as soon as you start saying something mm-hmm. about being religious, oh my goodness, here we go.
Yeah, oh yeah,
I go through that. Oh, here we go. This dude gonna sit here and talk mm-hmm. about Jesus all night long. Mm-hmm. Here we go. Now I gotta go repent, and I gotta do this, and now I'm gonna have to go home and pray and. Yeah. That's immediately the reaction that I see. I see people get immediately. Like, I don't understand why people are so closed in when it comes to, you know what I mean, people wanting to share their experiences with God or with their religion. I've never tried to box people. Like, listen, we talk about it. Let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
I really feel like gospel music should be played on secular radio stations. You see?
I don't see why it wouldn't be.
You know, but it's offensive to people, you know. And I don't know why, you know.
I don't get it either.
But then again, I can't say I don't know why. Because I remember when people used to pray over me. And people used to, like, because I used to rob people, too.
Right.
Like, and, like, man. And it's funny, because when I used to rob people, I wasn't doing it because I really, really needed money.
Mm-hmm.
I was like a wannabe type dude. I was trying to rob people because I wanted to be down.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
But those are the worst ones.
Ain't they?
Because
you got you got something to prove.
Well, the worst part about it is that most of the time the mentality of those types of cats are, like you said, I'm just trying to rob somebody just to mm-hmm. to get my rep up or to put myself out there. Like, mm-hmm. people know, like, yo, that's that dude. Don't fuck with him type shit.
Yeah.
But what ends up happening is a motherfucker tried the wrong person and some shit happened and, mm-hmm. and it takes it to a different perspective. We're no longer mm-hmm. just robbing somebody now. And then it be like those, like I said, be the scariest ones, man, because I'm not coming in here with that objective. I'm coming here to rob mm-hmm. you. Now I got to shoot you or I got to stab you or whatever. Mm-hmm. Like, it changes the perspective, man. But mm-hmm. It's always, again, I'm from the hood. I'm from the streets. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I get it. It's always good to see people grow. I was just talking about it earlier on the show before mm-hmm. you got here. There's a brother that I know who does a show on Mondays called Real Talk Radio. His name is Chris Archie.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And you know, he's a very, you know, he been through it too. You know what I'm saying? Had his run-ins with the law and mm-hmm. all that and the other, you know, came out of jail, fought his charges, was doing all types of mm-hmm. stuff, trying to get himself back to being, you know, a regular person. Or what the society deems a regular person, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. And, you know, devoted himself to Allah, you know, did what he had to do to get himself in the right mind space. But I've seen that dude grow so much in the last year or two that I've known him, beyond what I hear about, beyond the 2 years of growth that he's had. You know what I'm saying? So just knowing that, listen, man, I mean, I'm one too. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the hood. I was out there doing all the worst of the worst. And people see me, and I was just talking to somebody last night about, like, I didn't like going back home because I can't have conversations with people because they still doing the same shit. Yeah, what you up to? Oh, I'm rocking over here on 7th and Turner. I'm killing the game right now. Got these stones, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And then, so what you been up to, bro? I'm chilling. I got a couple cribs. You know what I mean? I'm running a couple businesses. I'm flipping real estate. You know what I'm saying? I got my 401k popping. You know, we ain't even having the same conversations. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, to be able to see people grow, know that you can, you know, it can be done. You can get out the hood. You can change your ways. You can become a different and better person. It's growth, man. It's growth. You know what I mean? We're not getting any younger. We're not kids anymore. We're not doing the same dumb stuff. You realize. You know, you come to a realization of this is the wrong thing to do. This is the right thing to do.
And that's why I feel like I got so much to give as an artist, because I want to bring that mature side of hip hop back. And you know, I don't want to get on tracks dissing other artists for what they doing. Mm-hmm. Like, why he doing this and why he doing that? Nah, I want to get on tracks and just broaden people's minds to maturity and, like, or at least open their minds up to at least consider God. You know what I'm saying? At least consider.
How do you feel about working with artists? Let's say an artist comes to you and he's like, yo, man, I like what you're doing. Mm-hmm. It's dope. I want to do a track with you.
Yeah.
And then you look him up and he legit is completely opposite of what you do.
I've done that before.
And then you know, he comes on to you like, yo, look, I'm not going to do what I do on your track.
I had one dude, man, and this man, God rest his soul, man, he got murdered, buddy of mine. He was kind of in between, and he was out there banging, you know, my buddy Twan.
Mm-hmm.
And he wound up getting murdered by his stepson.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good brother, man. I mean, like, he be ready to fight for you if you ain't going to do nothing. He'd be like, well, I know you on your God tip, but I knock him out for you, bro.
right.
I'd be like, chill, bro.
Yeah.
You know, he was that type of dude, man. He loved. If he loved you, he ain't nobody going to touch you.
Those are great people to have in your corner.
But long story short, he came to my studio. You know, he had a little joint on him and all that. He was talking about the streets, and he said, I respect what you do. I really like your music. And he said, I ain't gonna do that on your music, you know, but, you know, we wound up doing music together, and he started singing.
Okay.
I thought he was, like, gonna rap about gangbang, and this dude just started, oh, I'm like, what?
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
And, okay, the spirit got him, you know what I'm saying? The spirit got him.
Yeah, but to keep it real with you, that song we did, it was a street song.
Sure.
You know? It was called Warfare. That's actually on a double disc joint too. But
I'm gonna need these double disc tracks. I'm gonna need these tracks to start flowing into the email address. Funny, you know what I'm saying?
But after talking to him for a while, he kept hearing about me in the street. You know, he was like, "Man," he said, "Man, you ain't on no platforms, but I keep hearing people talk about your music." He was like, "You must be doing something right, bro." He was like, He said he went and did some time just like I did. And when he came out, he was like, man, I got a daughter now, bro. And he said, I think about a lot of stuff you said to me, and I need to calm down. So, you know, the thing is, working with other artists, for me, it's always been like I give them a period to vent or platform to vent.
Mm-hmm.
And I might be like, you know what, I'm not going to get on that song because that's not really me, you know. But I feel your pain, you see. So maybe you can turn it around like this so we can actually have a song together. You know, I've had people come to the studio and one dude came in and he was rapping about how his life, he make this money and make that money. And I'm like, bro, I'm like, a young dude. I'm like, bro, you riding the bus, bro. I said, why don't you rap about what your life really like?
Right.
He started crying. He was like, I lost everything. And I was like, rap about that, bro.
Right.
He put that joint on the track, man. The joint was
probably the hottest shit he ever made.
The joint was nice.
I bet.
You know what I'm saying?
I bet.
And maybe I can bring some of them projects over. But a lot of these songs are mixed in my projects, you know?
Yeah.
And I got so many artists, so many names, you know, I would just have to explain them and let people listen to them. Because every song that I do literally has a story. Mm. And it's a phase in my life when I push that song out, you
right,
know,
because right.
it's my music is about life and it's like my diary, you know, and
as it should be though,
yeah,
right?
I mean, that's why I feel like I got so much to give as an artist, you know. It's not really much as what I can get; it's more as what I can give.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, that's when the game changes for a person, man. When you start realizing, you know, let me stop trying to get so much out of this and start giving more to it. Cause you're gonna get it back tenfold. You know what I'm saying? The powers are strong. Listen, man, I got a track. We running out of time. I do got a track that I want to jump into, that we can play real quick, man. This is you brought this track up yourself earlier.
Okay.
Track is called "She Is in Love with a Gangster." Give me a little bit of history, a little bit of backstory, how this track came about. Why did you decide that this was the one that we were going to run with? Or what do you think Blaze and them decided that this was? Because I'm assuming this was a Blaze push, right? This is part of the Blaze push.
Well, he liked the song because, for one, I cleared the lease on it, you know. And for two,
clearing the lease is definitely important.
Yeah, of course. You know, because I respect people that and they craft. You making tracks and I get on your track, I'm gonna make sure I abide by the rules of the way they wanted to go. So, but this particular song, you know, like I said, it's about a young lady who falls in love with a gangster, you know, and it goes back to what I was saying. Lust is something you want. Love is something you need.
Yeah.
You know, and if you turn your lust into thinking that it's love, it could lead you down a really dark path. You know?
Very true.
And me, I used to, before I got married, I just wanted a bad bitch. I got to have a bad bitch. And, you know, I would fall in love with her thinking it's love, but then I would wind up getting hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And that led to me just being a dog. I'm like, they all bitches now.
Right,
you know?
right.
But that really wasn't how it was, you know. It was just me not going for something that I needed. And, you know, the reason why I did this song, because I don't matter how old you are, young, it don't matter. If you're not looking for love and you just looking for something, you know, that you feel like you want, it's really not going to work, you know.
I mean, look, one thing that I try to tell the youngins is, like, we always got told certain cliches or certain sayings coming up, like, you know, love is blind, you can't buy love, you know, these different things, and how hard love is to come by, and real love is, you know, there's a difference between love and real love and all this other stuff. And, like, bro, listen to all that. That stuff is all real, because you don't realize until you get older. And you, like you said, you out here lusting the whole time. And then you end up missing out on opportunities on real love because you either lusting it away or you done lusted so much you don't really understand what love truly is. You know what I mean? Right. So. Sometimes you have to get lucky and find somebody who fights through that, you know what I mean? So let's jump into this track, man. This is out on platforms. This one's out, Spotify and all your good music.
It's getting ready to be released, you know. Cause I'm doing everything on my own. Even though I'm working with Blaze, I still gotta make sure nothing backsfire on him, so I'm still getting ready to upload it and, you know, make sure everything's good.
We'll call it an exclusive then.
Oh yeah.
Because you ain't hearing it nowhere but where it's played. You know what I'm saying?
I want to release it with the album, you know.
Well, here it is, pre-released.
Yeah.
This is Ambition. Track is called "She in Love with a Gangster." Yeah. I'm B-Soul. We're gonna be back on the flip side. We're gonna jump into this track real quick. This, that, and the third, y'all.
This, that, and the third. This, that, and the third. This, that, and this, that, and this, that, and the third. Word. We'll be right back.
was a beautiful young queen, living out her dreams. Grade A student ever since she was 13. Highly educated, finally graduated. Past puberty, her little body started changing. Boys started to notice, and then she started dating on point and still focused until she met Jason. Jason never came to class, but he drove a Jag and swore it was his dad's. Her friends tried to tell her that he was no good, that he sold drugs, but she said,
so what? At least he shows love, plus he's really into me.
Prom time, she loses her virginity. Everything's cool until Jason gets locked up. Catch a bid and she discovers that she's knocked up. She in love with a gangster, don't want a good guy, she want a hood guy, ice up and keep her fly. She in love with a gangster, don't wanna make gloves, she want a straight thug, the type to beat it. She in love with a gangster, don't want a good guy, she want a hood guy, ice up and keep her fly. She in love with a gangster, don't wanna make gloves, she want a straight thug, the type to beat it. A few years later, Jason comes home, cops are home with an occupation unknown. She doesn't bother to ask, as she popping the tags on a brand new mix and Louis Vuitton bags. They live in large, high on the hill. He swear he gon' stop a few thou from a mill. Feds closing in, time to cut his show. She down for a man, so she cutting coke. 380 in the purse and you would never know. Try to take a man's work, she gon' let it go. She's a ride or die chick, like Jada Kiss said. Went out in the blaze when they raided his crib. She had some money stashed with his name on the wheel. Life insurance policy worth a couple mil. Also in the envelope was a small note.
I'm down to die for you, baby, and now you know.
She in love with a gangster, don't want a good guy, she want a hood guy, ice up and keep her fly. She in love with a gangster, don't wanna make gloves, she wanna straight thug, the type to beat it. She up. She in love with a gangster, don't want a good guy, she want a hood guy, ice up and keep her fly. She in love with a gangster, don't wanna make gloves, she wanna straight thug, the type to beat it. She up. In love with a gangster, don't want a good guy, she want a hood guy, up and keep her fly. She in love with a gangster, don't wanna make gloves, she wanna straight thug, the type to beat it. She up. In love with a gangster, don't want a good guy, she want a hood guy, ice up and keep her fly. She in love with a gangster, don't wanna make gloves, she wanna straight thug, the type to beat it up.
Listen, holy cannoli. Oh, that's a good question. Oh, sax is wild. Sorry, I'm a sax guy.
This, that, and the third.
We back. I told you we were going to be back on the flip side. Look, I'm here with Ambitions. Quick question. Mm-hmm. Holy shit. Would that be shit that has holes in it or shit that Jesus took?
Wow.
Sorry. I'm sorry. That was bad. That was bad.
I don't know what to say about that one. Well, I will say Jesus definitely took a lot, though.
I mean, listen, you know, people eat, people poop. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So y'all heard the track. The track is... As of right now, it's an exclusive because you ain't hearing it nowhere but here, you know what I'm saying, or where it can be heard. If you give me the okay, it will go in immediate rotation, you know what I'm saying? And therefore, it's supremely exclusive until it's released. But coming out hopefully on the new project, the next project that's coming out,
Children of Israel.
We already know off of the seven projects that were previously put out. We're looking at 20 tracks on this upcoming project. Mm-hmm. We don't have a release date yet. That's okay, though. Go follow him on all his social media platforms. Make sure you plug all that in real quick one more time. Where can they find all of your music or get a hold of you if they want to talk, chit-chat, whatever?
Well, if you Google me, it's Ambition of OJ. If you Google that without spaces, it's Ambition of OJ. All my platforms that I'm on come up. Yeah.
Okay. Easy. Makes it easy for you, yep, people.
Easy. So whichever one you want to choose, whether it's Facebook. I'm mainly on Facebook because I'm heavy in the street.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Instagram. I'm trying to step my Instagram up. You know, I'm an older artist, so y'all got to give me a break. You know, I'm not used to social media. You know,
it's a necessary.
It is necessary.
It is. Thing that, you know, I hate social media. I try to, you know, but you got to use it sometimes to get out there. But now the door, you know, like I said, we literally met 7-8 years ago.
Yeah.
The door has now been swung wide open. Mm-hmm. You now have a gateway to, like I said, flood the email music at rmxradio.com.
Oh yeah.
Flood the email with all the music, you know what I'm saying, that you want to put out there. Make sure you stay in touch with us to keep us abreast of the projects that are coming out. You're going to hear him on another show. We're going to get him on our Tuesday show. You're going to hear his music playing a lot because most of the new uploads get played more than the older ones. So he's getting double time. He's going to be in regular rotation. He's going to be on Tuesday rotation.
And if y'all want to hear the interview again, I'm going to flood all my platforms with this interview.
Yeah, so you'll be able to check out the interview again. You know, we always put the playbacks up on the station too. So giving that's you multiple places to come out here and re-listen to the interview. There were some gems and jewels dropped tonight, man. Listen, I appreciate you spending some time with us and coming
out.
Like I said, our door is open. You know, always keep us informed of what you got going on, and we'll be more than happy to promote it, man. Because, you know, like I said, we enjoy having a positive brother like yourself out there doing good things, man. So keep doing what you're doing, man. I'm in awe of the fact that, you know what I'm saying, like I said, 7-8 years.
Oh yeah.
And here we are full circle, man. So finally sitting down and having a full fledged conversation. Amen. So big shout out to my man Blaze. He's probably more your man than he is mine.
High profile entertainment.
High profile entertainment. Make sure you check them out because they're doing some big things right now too. They got some big stuff on the horizon, so just keep your ears peeled, man. You're going to see and hear a lot of that going on here on Rhythmix Radio from this point on. But you know how it is, man. One thing for sure, two things for certain, we don't get paid for overtime, and that is our time. So we're going to get up out of here. But before I do so, make sure y'all check out all these other shows we got going on tomorrow. You got Sunday Communion show starting at 5 p.m. You got, you know what? Check the station. Check the roster. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. There's something going on every single day. Come check them out. Make sure you go follow me on all social medias, Bobby.Soul. Go like the Facebook page, Facebook.com/Rhythmix Radio, and check them out on Instagram, RMX_radio. And happy travels to my man G to the I to the O. We'll be back full-fledged, full strength next week. One more time, appreciate you coming out, man, and spending some time with us. We had Ambitions in the building.
Thanks for having me.
You know, like I said, you've heard his music in rotation before. Now to be in a heavier rotation because he's going to send me 140 songs because he put out 7 projects with 20 tracks. So until next week, man, we love y'all. We out of here. Love, peace, and hair grease. Yeah,
This, that, and the third. Word.